This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shadajanand and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which moved the markets on Wednesday, that is 9th of September. Well, Indian market slipped into red for the second day in a row on Wednesday. In fact, Nifty rallied nearly 100 points from the lows but failed to close above 11,300 levels, while the S&P BSE Sensex did reclaim 38,000 levels towards the close. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, then Sensex fell 171 points to close at 38,193, while the Nifty 50 was down 39 points to close at 11,278. Now, Nifty 50 is now stuck in a range where 11,250 is providing the support, while on the upside, 11,350 and 11,400 levels are proving to be tough resistance level for the index. Now, on the technical charts, the supertrend indicator gave a sell signal, which suggests that more downside could be in the offing. Now, the last time when the indicator triggered a sell signal was back in the month of May. Now, the Nifty hit a low of 8,800 before bouncing back. Now, muted global cues as well as uncertainty on the broader front with China is something which is keeping traders at bay. But recovery in the second half of the trading session suggests that bulls still have fighting power. Now, on the sectoral front, some action was seen in the energy, metals, healthcare and telecom stocks, while selling pressure was seen in banks, public sector and realty stocks. Now, on the broader markets front, the mid-cap index was down by 0.2%, while the small-cap index fell nearly 1%. Top Nifty gainers include names like Cipla, Tata Steel and Zee Entertainment, while top Nifty losers include names like Axis Bank, Bajaj Finserv and Gail India. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors. Well, on the sectoral front, the energy index was up 1.7%, followed by the metal index that gained 1.2%, and the healthcare index was up 1.09%. Now, selling pressure was seen in banks that was down 2.1%, followed by the public sector that fell 2.02%, and the realty index was down by 1.5%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in Power Grid, Tata Steel, and Berger Paints. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Tata Steel, Hindalco, and Escorts, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Apollo Hospitals, Bajaj Finserv, and IDFC First Bank. Now, more than 100 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week high. That includes names like Tata Elxsi, Adani Green, as well as DFM Foods. Now, let's also see how Nifty's placed in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a bullish candle on the daily charts as closing level was higher than the opening level. Now, today's price action suggests that some sort of stability in the next session and which can pave the way for short covering in the next session as well. Now, in that scenario, sustaining above 11,300 levels on the Nifty, the index can expect to rally towards 11,350 and 11,380 levels. Now, if the index faces resistance above 11,300 and fails to sustain above the level, then it shall remain sideways with negative bias. That's what Mazhar Mohammed of ChartView India.in said. Now, for the next session, it looks prudent on the part of short-term traders to remain on sidelines, whereas intraday traders can consider shorting below 11,250 for a modest target of 11,190 levels. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.